The European Union is united in supporting Ukraine until our country wins the fight against the Russian aggressor. President Volodymyr Zelensky made a corresponding statement during a joint press conference with President of the European Council Charles Michel and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen following a special meeting of the European Council in Brussels. Zelensky noted the symbolism of the fact that on the 351st day of the war unleashed by Russia, the Ukrainian national anthem and words of support for our country, which is fighting for its independence and common European freedom, were heard in Brussels. It is absolutely fair that Ukraine traditionally participates in meetings of the EU leaders. The Ukrainian language is heard in the discussions of EU presidents and heads of government. The Ukrainian language is heard in the European Parliament. This is already ensured. And we will make this part of the usual European practice when Ukraine becomes a member of the European Union, he emphasized. The president called the building of unity one of the most important results of Ukraine's cooperation with the EU, in particular, unity around the fact that the European Union will stand with Ukraine until its victory and Ukraine will be in the EU. According to the head of state, substantive discussion on what ensures security and protects life, guarantees stability, restores justice and fully meets both Ukrainian and European interests was held at the European Council meeting. Zelensky thanked the European partners for the air defense systems provided. At the same time, he noted that it is in the interests of Ukraine and the whole of Europe to make sure that Russia cannot produce new missiles and constantly hit Ukrainian cities and infrastructure with them. Therefore, we need to take another step and impose sanctions against the entire missile and drone industry of Russia, against the part of their IT industry that ensures Russian terror, the president emphasized. The head of state stressed that he was inspired by the statements that Europe would stand with Ukraine until victory. And today I heard from the leaders of some European countries that they are willing to provide Ukraine with the weapons it needs, including fighter jets, he said. Zelensky also thanked all the leaders and citizens of the European Union for their warm attitude towards Ukrainians, for sheltering those of our people who were saving themselves and their children from hostilities. Thanks to this support, millions of our citizens and millions of EU citizens have seen that our shared European values are really effective, the head of state noted. For his part, Charles Michel noted that the coming weeks in Ukraine will be crucial, so Europe must demonstrate unity. The European Council president expressed his belief that Ukraine should receive the maximum amount of weapons, including air defense systems, tanks, and other military equipment. He praised the Ukrainian peace formula aimed to comply with international law and the UN Charter, as well as the initiative to hold a special summit for peace. As Charles Michel underscored, despite the war, Ukraine continues to implement the recommendations of the European Commission, which were given to our country when it was granted EU candidate status. The President of the European Council noted that the EU will continue to put sanctions pressure on Russia. In particular, the 10th package of sanctions against the aggressor country is being prepared. According to Michel, the EU will use the tool of blocking Russian assets. The European Union is Ukraine. Ukraine is the European Union. Europe is our common home. We will do everything for this, he said. Ursula von der Leyen, for her part, expressed a belief that the EU should continue to support Ukraine in its confrontation with the aggressor, as our struggle is a struggle for independence, democracy, and free Europe. Now we need to mobilize to protect the European way of life. Ukraine is the European way of life. We are a single family. The members of this family stand in solidarity. You can count on our help. And we will provide you with full support now and in the future to help your people get through this terrible war, said the European Commission president. According to her, the EU fully supports the Ukrainian peace formula and is working with its partners to implement it. Ursula von der Leyen also emphasized, Russia must be held to account for the bloodshed it caused. Therefore, when preparing the next package of EU sanctions, the materials elaborated by Ukraine in this area were taken into account. It is expected that these restrictions will deprive the Russian military machine of resources. Ursula von der Leyen assured Volodymyr Zelensky that the EU will stand with Ukraine in building the European future. Natalia Tolub.